You are listening to the Atlanta Real Estate Forum radio show, all about real estate edition. Shining a light on the movers and shakers in the real estate industry, the home builders, developers, realtors, and suppliers making it all happen. And now, here are today's hosts.
Good morning and welcome back to the About Real Estate Edition. I am your host, Todd Schnick, joined by my friend and colleague, Carol Morgan. I have been looking forward to this conversation since you put out the lineup. What an exciting new project this is going to be.
It's huge, first of all, and it's got some really neat amenities involved in it. I think it's going to be just the next big thing that takes off in Atlanta.
Well, we're talking about Quarry Yards, and today joining us to tell us all about that is Brian Heller. He's a Senior Vice President with CBRE. Brian, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Todd. Thank you, Carol.
And we're also joined by Jimmy Berry, who's a partner with Urban Creek Partners. Jimmy, welcome.
Thank you very much. Happy to be here.
Well, we're happy to have you both. This is really exciting. I'm excited to learn more about this. We've been, with the show about 5.5 years now and haven't had a lot of like major epic projects like this one coming down the pike.
Right.
So really looking forward to diving in. And we're kind of early in this game, so it's kind of fun to see how it's coming together. So Jimmy, lead us off by just giving us an overview. Those listening who are not familiar with Quarry Yards, what that's going to be all about.
Well, Quarry Yard is a new development down on the west side of Atlanta on Donnelly Hallowell, right next to the Bankhead MARTA station. We've acquired about 70 contiguous acres right next to the MARTA station. It's just contiguous on the south side of the new park that's being developed by the city. It's been announced and it's projected to be open in 2019. We have just completed the zoning for phase one of Quarry Yards, which is a mixed-use development having about 575,000 square feet of office space, 850 apartment units, 85,000 square feet of retail scattered throughout, and we have a permit for a hotel of about 300 keys.
Wow.
Now, that's kind of to be determined. We're working through the specifics of that right now, but we acquired this land over 10 years ago, and we've been kind of waiting for the markets to turn and see what would be the right thing to build. So we've spent the 2016 working with the neighborhoods, going to the NPUs, going through our zoning specifics, if you will. We acquired our zoning for MRC3 in December and decided it was time to start marketing the property. So we hired CBRE and Brian Heller to join the group and start marketing the process.
So let's just talk about the marketing process. Who are you looking for? Who's your perfect tenant?
I think ideally it's anybody that's lifestyle driven. Mm-hmm. I think it's going to take a larger user to kick off this project, but I think it's got so many attributes that just by themselves would be game changers, i.e. located on MARTA, located, you know, near the Beltline as the West Side Beltline extends further north, located next to Atlanta's largest park, you know, 280 acres will be larger than Piedmont Park.
It's crazy, isn't it?
I can't get over that.
Yeah. Piedmont's huge.
But then combine the three and it makes it unique. It puts the property in a competitive set of one and it makes it unstoppable. We think when we actually get in front of the user in the Atlanta brokerage community, our team has been involved with other big mixed-use projects coming out of the ground, most recently Avalon and Alpharetta. And I think this project has some similarities in terms of size and scale, but it's completely different. It's more in town. It's public transit. It's Beltline. So I just can't wait to get started. We're very soon going to be really hitting the market. And we think that there's going to be a huge audience for this project. Not only, you know, the tech-driven community, but we think that the scale and the scope of who we can go after is really endless here.
Well, let's just review the punch list here of all the benefits of this thing. I was just saying on the air this morning that if I was to buy a house in Atlanta now, it would have to be on the Beltline.
Right.
Now, you also know that I am a big advocate for public transportation. Mm-hmm. So to be by MARTA is freaking killer for me. Now, when I last lived in Atlanta, I lived in a mixed use. So I was in town Brookhaven. So I lived in an apartment above a bunch of cool bars. I mean, it's the perfect lifestyle. And then added to the Beltline and then the MARTA and then this largest park. How did you guys figure this out? This is brilliant.
The whole thing is we're only about a mile and a half from Georgia Tech.
Oh.
So the proximity to downtown, it's 2 miles from downtown. It's 3 miles to the other side of Midtown for the site. The proximity and just the location, the way Atlanta has grown, and it's really hit that upper west side and the west side pretty hard. And everything kind of stopped at the tracks. So you look at Howell Mill and the whole quarter and how developed it's become. We are only 1 mile from White Provisions. Proximity is everything. There's not a whole lot of developments in Atlanta that are really focused on green space.
Right.
I mean, green space is just not a priority. It's becoming a priority.
Right.
The city's really pushing it, obviously, with the Beltline and everything that happened on the east side. We have the Beltline right next to us, and we've got a 300-acre park. In addition to the fact that within our 27-acre development, the first phase, we've got a 4-acre green space that goes right on the middle.
Nice.
For event planning, for recreation, And we hope to line that with bars and restaurants and really have it be an outdoor-focused amenity.
When are you anticipating breaking ground? And tell us a little bit more about what phase one encompasses.
Well, we hope to break ground first quarter 2019.
Okay.
Now, that all depends on how our leasing efforts go and some of our joint ventures with our partners. But the amenities that we plan to have an entertainment venue. We plan to have a lot of food and beverage. Definitely going to have experiential retail. So not your traditional retail where people are going and buying. But for instance, we might have a bike shop that goes in and you want to buy a new bike. Well, you can go rent a bike there and ride it into the park or even around our development. And then you order it online. So it's more experiential retail than anything. But we're really entertainment and food and beverage focused.
You sold me. So, all right. So Brian, Jimmy, Carol, and I will return after this short break. We'll be right back.
Are you thinking about buying a new home? Well, here are more reasons a Right Choice home from Jackson EMC is your best choice. This is Ty Pennington, and I've been in the construction industry for a long time. And I know of no other home building program where the finished product is so energy efficient that it comes with two home warranties. Plus, the home also gets Jackson EMC's lowest energy rate. That's a Right Choice home only from Jackson EMC. Visit jacksonemc.com for more.
And we're back with Brian Heller and Jimmy Berry of Quarry Yards. So, Quarry Yards. So there's actually a quarry here. Tell us a story. I mean, it's an intriguing part of the city that I wasn't that familiar with.
Well, there was a 300-acre parcel of land on the west side of Atlanta that it was called Bellwood Quarry. And so there's a deep rock quarry there. It's about 450 feet deep. And over the last, I believe it was 10 years, the city decided that they could purchase this land and turn it into a city park. The quarry is going to be filled up with water and will end up becoming a 30-day reservoir for the city of Atlanta for drinking water.
Oh, wow. It's like a backup.
Right. Backup.
Oh, exactly. That's intriguing. Okay.
Exactly. So obviously with that push with green space and the nature and the city purchase of the quarry and turn it into a park, you know, we're super excited that we're right next to it and we're providing additional green space within our development. The Gary Street, which goes right next to our property, is the main entrance to the park.
Mm-hmm.
So we kind of consider ourselves the gateway into the park, if you will, providing food and beverage and plenty of entertainment options.
Outstanding.
That's wonderful, isn't it?
Can't wait.
So we talked a little bit about phase one, but what can people expect in phase two?
Phase one, again, has the live, work, play aspect, dependent upon how the leasing goes, dependent upon the corporate American, and if there's going to be more offices. We plan on building more offices, potentially up to 1 million or 2 square feet. We plan on having additional apartments, plenty more retail as well.
I'm thinking right now, boy, is this target-rich environment for millennials? I mean, I think you have the easiest job in Atlanta now, pitching and selling this thing. I mean, there's so much intriguing opportunity here.
Thanks for raising the bar even higher. But you think about West Midtown, just a mile from here, there's probably been 25 brand new multifamily complexes developed in that market. You read about, seems like daily now, new, whether it's home builders or apartment builders targeting sites on the west side or in West Midtown to develop additional product. I think that there's already a great base of millennials just a mile from this project, and it's only going to get better. You think about the east side and where things have been popular the last 5 or 6 years, kind of old Fourth Ward, Inman Park areas. A lot of those people have been priced out of those neighborhoods already, have been priced out 3 years ago. And this is an opportunity to get in this neighborhood before the Beltline's complete. It'll probably be 2 or 3 years before it's fully through this side of the market. But it's what a great opportunity to recruit talent from this project.
We all knew that at some point the West Side was going to pop for the reasons that Brian has mentioned, and that the old Fourth Ward area is kind of priced out, and then just the extensive development north of us. I almost now wonder if this development, Quarry Yards, is going to be kind of the linchpin that kind of kicks this whole mass development in this area off. It's exciting to see where it could go from here.
Well, I think the linchpin is really the park. Once the park gets done, there's going to be a lot of development in the area. We probably have the largest contiguous piece over on the west side, so we do consider ourselves to be the gateway into the park, but it's going to spur a lot of development on the west side, and the city is out in front of it. The city's watching it very tightly to make sure that the affordable housing aspect is taken care of appropriately. We're making our commitments to handle the affordable housing, and we also have additional land up on the Northwest Corridor that we're working with different builders right now on new developments.
Oh, that's exciting. So it will have some single family aspects or some townhomes or something other than just apartments?
Actually, on our development, we're analyzing the need for condos right now or the ability to sell condos right now. So we think that once we create the place and we start our development, it becomes the place to be near Quarry Yards. We think that that'll spur some more housing development, obviously in the neighborhood, but we're going to probably go up with condos as well.
That's kind of exciting. It sounds like you have maybe a little bit of flexibility beyond phase one to figure out from phase one what's needed and what's next.
Well, 100 acres is a lot to, or excuse me, 70 is 100 acres is a lot to pan out. So when you've got a lot of uses, we're trying to make the place first, like I said, and then hopefully it's corporate America that looks at it. Hopefully it's a high-rise development. Another aspect of our site, which we haven't mentioned yet, is it's one of the highest spots in the city of Atlanta.
Right.
So for most of our buildings, you will have downtown skyline views of Buckhead and Midtown. Midtown, Buckhead, and downtown.
So Brian, for businesses and corporations that are maybe looking to relocate, what kind of lifestyle, amenities, events, you know, what's Quarry Yards going to mean for them?
And again, I touched on this earlier. I think Quarry Yards really isn't a competitive set of one. It is completely unique because you not only do you have a master plan 70-acre mixed-use development that will be programmed with activities from morning, noon, night, and opportunities to get outside the four walls of those office buildings and experience nature, experience the links to the park, but also it's connected, right? You can get on MARTA to head to a Falcons game. It's a 5-minute MARTA ride, right? You can get on the Beltline and go up to West Midtown or go down and experience all the great things happening in other parts of West Side. So we think just the connections, not only to nature on the site, but connections to Atlanta make this thing just incredibly unique.
Fantastic.
There's no doubt about it. Jimmy, I've heard you talk about the Proctor Creek Greenway. What's all that have to do with this?
So my partners, Mark Teixeira and Joel Bowman, Mark being the former baseball player, we formed this company about a year ago. And the 10 years before that, like I mentioned, they were assembling the site. And so we owned some land all the way up through the Northwest Corridor, and they were trying to figure out what they could do to give back to the community. And so Proctor Creek is a creek that goes all the way from downtown, goes all the way out to the Chattahoochee, and it happens to go right through our site. So they decided and helped instigate and work with the city on creating the Proctor Creek Greenway. So we've created a trail, which goes right off the Beltline, goes right through our site, up into the park, and will end up terminating out at the Chattahoochee Riverwalk.
Wow.
So right now, about 5 to 7 miles of the trail have already been built. 3 miles just got completed, and that's the piece that goes right through our property. And so they're going to have a groundbreaking on it and a ribbon cutting next month.
That's exciting.
That sounds fantastic. Wow. I didn't think it'd get any better. It just did. So, all right. Well, gentlemen, methinks we're going to have you back on the show down the road. There's a lot of exciting developments coming on this, and it's going to be really fun to watch this thing pop out of the ground. So, but for right now, Jimmy, I'll ask you to do this. Should anyone have any preliminary questions on Quarry Yards, where do they go?
They can go to our website, which is at urbancreekpartners.com, and they can email me, and we have an information email as well. Our website for the Quarry Yards is going to be up and live in about 2 or 3 weeks, I believe. And you can also look us up on Twitter and at
Twitter, Facebook. We're on social media and just about every outlet.
And how do they contact you if some corporate concern wants to become a tenant?
Yeah, so my information will also be on that website.
Okay, very good. Brian Heller is Senior Vice President with CBRE, and Jimmy Barry, a partner with Urban Creek Partners. Gentlemen, it was great to have you. Good luck with this great development.
Thanks so much for having us.
Pleasure was ours. All right, well, that wraps this week's About Real Estate edition. Again, on behalf of today's guests, Brian Heller and Jimmy Barry, my co-host, Carol Morgan, I am Todd Schnick. Todd and Carol signing off for now. Thank you for tuning in today, and we look forward to seeing you again next week. We'll see you then.
Today's episode was made possible by the Atlanta Real Estate Forum, Atlanta's favorite real estate blog and source for real estate news, trends, new home communities, model homes, builders, and more. Call them at 770-383-3360 or send an email to info@atlantarealestateforum.com. Check out the radio show by visiting atlantarealestateforum.com or by subscribing to the show on iTunes. And if you enjoyed today's broadcast, we'd sure appreciate a rating and review on iTunes. Thank you again for listening, and we'll see you next time on the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show.